So we are in, we are on, we are ready to go. We are ready to help raise money for the Jimmy Fund on the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund radio telethon. And joining us here at Fenway Park is Dr. Lori Glimcher, President and CEO of Dana-Farber, Director of the Dana-Farber Harvard Cancer Center, and the Richard and Susan Smith Professor of Medicine at the Harvard Medical School. Are those two separate business cards, by the way, on those, or is that all in one long?
It's all in one
You have one giant series. Business card. Well, I mean, today is like the, you know, we talked to Lisa Sherber yesterday. This is the World Series. This is the Super Bowl for the Jimmy Fund for these couple days, are they not?
Yeah, absolutely. We are so connected with the Red Sox, and Nate Eovaldi is our captain this year, and we're just thrilled to be here. We're so grateful for everybody who is stepping up to help us reduce the burden of cancer at Dana-Farber and in the world.
And you can certainly speak firsthand to the advancements that we've made, right? 75 years at Dana-Farber, 20 years of the WEEI Nesson radio telethon, just sort of where it was with the ability, the treatments and everything that's out there to where it is now.
You know, looking back over those 75 years reminds me of Dr. Sidney Farber, who was a very brave guy because he said, we have to figure out how to treat children with leukemia. And he got a lot of pushback from that. He said, you know, the chemotherapy is going to be toxic for these kids. And Dr. Farber said, 100% of them are going to die if we don't do something. And that was the beginning of treating leukemia. And now the rate of cure for leukemia in our kids is over 90%.
Why is this an exciting time for your field? Because when people hear cancer, it's, oh, doom and gloom, and you think of it from the patient end. But from your end, why is this an invigorating time?
The last two decades have been transformative. The first discovery, and this was made largely at Dana-Farber, was that cancer arises from a genetic mutation in your DNA. And that led the whole field of genomics and precision oncology, where if we could figure out what that mutation was, could we develop a drug against it? And many people have lived a lot longer because of that. And then the second revolution was your immune system, which is built in to kill cancer cells. And over the last century, we've been unable to do that. And then in the last two decades, figured out, thanks to Gordon Freeman at Dana-Farber, that we can activate our immune system to kill off cancer. But that being said, we have a long way to go because still only 25% of our patients with only some cancers respond to immunotherapy that is currently present. And that's why we have to keep on discovering new ways to activate the immune system. And we're doing that. Our brilliant scientists at Dana-Farber have identified additional new ways that we could activate the immune system. So I don't want to be satisfied with 25% response. I want 100% response.
And so where do you think this will be in 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now?
I think it's exponential, absolutely exponential. And there are a number of priorities. One of them is early cancer detection. And we can talk more about that. But can you imagine if all of our patients were diagnosed at stage one? What would happen to cancer? It would go away.
Is it a reality, though, to get people to the point to where you can get diagnosed in stage one?
Well, I think we're working very hard at that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 10% of cancers are actually familial. They're inherited. And no family member of a patient who also has the same genetic mutation should develop cancer. We should be able to detect it early. And we have, in fact, founded a center for early detection of cancer. So we bring in the whole family, extensive family, once we find out that this patient has a particular mutation to see, do you have it? Because if you have it, then we're going to screen you every few months, and you have to have a lot of colonoscopies, but so what? It's better to have a colonoscopy.
Well, that's just that we had a lot of stories yesterday. I'm sure we're going to have more today of people that weren't sure, like, I'm not feeling great, but, you know, I'll fine. I'll tough it out. I don't want to be. And then it was, how many times was it somebody's wife saying, no, you're going in? Or a family member saying, no, you're going in. And so you're right. I think we're so used to just saying, well, no, I'm just going to fight it out. I'm going to go to work today. I'm going to keep up. But if something's wrong, you need to get checked out.
You need to get checked out. And, you know, as I mentioned yesterday, there's an increase in later stage cervical cancer now that we're going to have to deal with, that has already spread, and it's going to be harder to cure because, you know, during COVID, we didn't do a lot of screening. People were afraid to come in. We're back where we were. People are now getting screened, but there is going to be consequences, and we need to be ready for them.
Well, Doc, thank you for taking time stopping by and sort of driving home all of the points through your point of view, because I think for most people, they look at it through the patient's point of view, and it's good to know that we are on the fast track to making big breakthroughs in the world of cancer,
well,
and cancer research.
You know, patients are our number one priority, and I just feel very privileged to be at Dana-Farber. I have never seen the quality of care delivered in a way that is more compassionate, and we provide every patient with a family, mm-hmm. essentially. So it's really a privilege.
Dr. Glimcher, thank you very much. Thank you for stopping by. We appreciate it and sort of cluing us in. And enjoy the rest of the day today. I'm
you
sure
too.
You're going to be bebopping around all over the place.
We're doing well. We're just $2 million.
Well, a little over $2 million. We'll keep everybody updated. Dr. Lori Glimcher, President and CEO of the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Doc, thank you.